Hi, and welcome to an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm here with my girlfriend.
Hello.
Hi.
I love it when people write on Instagram, Franz.
Do you say it out loud in your head with all the A's?
I'm Kathleen, and I'm here with Bethany.
Hello.
And Sam.
Yo.
And we are your weird, quirky girlfriends. Takes a while to get to like us, maybe.
It's charming. You'll get there. And if you don't, you're wrong. Oh, my God.
So we're having a little bit of a week.
It's okay. I feel like we apologize every episode with saying.
Mercury is in retrograde.
Yes. Again. And if you ever wonder if it is or isn't, go to ismercuryinretrograde.com and then it just says yes or no.
That's hilarious.
It's wonderful.
The other day, I got a text from my friend Dan.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm listening to your next episode. And I said, oh, great. No, thanks for listening. And then I was driving down the street and I saw Dan walking with his earbuds in and he was laughing.
Oh, good. Yay. And then you'd be like, did you enjoy it? I'd be like, yeah, I was. But now I'm listening to the stand-up comic instead.
Right. I just wanted to drive past him, like looking at his facial reactions and like trying to sync up in my mind what part of the podcast he was on.
You can tell. It's funny. This week I had a weird collision moment too because I'm convinced the only difference between the, why is Nate giving us the finger?
That
it's
was
a day.
Aggressive.
Oh, it's a day. It's a day. Mm. Train of thought gone. Oh, right. Okay. So the only difference between us and anyone else who is listening to this is we have the means to easily get this on like a medium. That's it.
Yeah. What do you mean? As far as like a podcast? Or
yeah.
Just
between a podcast, talking skills, ability, we're all pretty much, I think, on the same level. I just get to have this studio because of work. Thus
oh, yeah.
Use it for a podcast. So I think people get surprised when you're excited about things. So a girl tapped me on the shoulder and she said, oh my God, I was at yoga and she goes, I just put together that you are the girl from an Acquired Taste podcast.
What?
Because
no
I
way.
Followed your yoga Instagram and... you know, it's so cool to me. I'm like, oh, hi, what's your name? Her name was Martha. She goes, I painted the mural inside the yoga studio. And you guys,
I love the mural inside this yoga studio.
So I started freaking out, but way more than she was freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I love your work. It's so cool to meet you. Hi, it's crazy. She's like, I don't think I scared her. Like, she's kind of like us. She took it as a positive thing. But
yeah.
She's looking at me like, why is Sam excited? Like, because you're Martha.
I love your work.
I love your work.
Can she come paint a mural inside of this studio?
Oh, I would love that. Let me ask Mark if I could commission her to do that. Let's
you
ask
have,
our program director.
Sam, you have no space on these walls. These walls, okay, I'm going to paint the picture. This is a triangular shaped room, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all three walls, there's like a little mini wall, but that doesn't really count. All three walls have soundproofing board on them.
Yes.
And then Sam has used the soundproofing board as a peg, or like a bulletin board.
Wait a minute. This wall has a purpose?
Which is, so they're like pictures and a scarf and Beatles covers and toilet paper and post-it notes and newspaper covers and New Jersey Devils pennants and
postcards.
I thought this was all for decorating. I didn't know these were for sound projection.
I see space on the ceiling. We could get, you know, it would be a really great mural. Hot guys pouring cocktails.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Shirtless hot
like
guys pouring
above.
Cocktails. Yeah.
I love that.
But also hot girls pouring cocktails too.
Yeah. Yes.
It's 2017. If a girl wants to pour her own cocktail, she can pour one.
Yeah.
And also, I'm feeling a little bi-curious, you know, mm-hmm. So.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a new phase of my life.
I have the most crippling crush on Kate McKinnon from SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My crush on her is, like, so, so bad.
You are charmed by humor.
I have such a thing for her. And she's got, like... I don't know. She's so amazing. She's so funny and so talented and then so f-ing sexy. Like, I could never meet her.
Jeans would make beautiful babies.
Oh my
the
God.
Two of you.
I saw her on the subway once. She was sitting with a friend and she wasn't wearing any makeup. And I was so taken. And I came into the subway after she was already sitting down. So I was like, the only place to stand was right in front of her. And so I was standing up, she was sitting, I just glanced down and it was her. And I immediately glanced away. And then just sort of like kept looking. I was not cool. I had zero
so
chill
bad.
About it.
Did you see?
I was so bad. She's just like stunning in person.
I'm disappointed you didn't say anything.
No.
Why would I say
no?
Do you know me?
There was a story that came out recently of Naomi Watts. It was her Instagram, and she spotted somebody taking her photo on the subway. So she took that person's photo and Instagrammed it, and
yes.
was like spotted.
Very
I
meta.
Could see you.
That is hilarious.
And I also recently read that if Lorde is on New York City subway, and she most of the time she doesn't get recognized, but when she does, she looks at the person and very demurely places one finger over her lips as like a hushing symbol.
Oh, funny.
And then that person looks at her and like nods.
Like they're in it.
Like yeah. you're in the club now.
Yeah, yeah exactly.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious. I think my favorite reported celebrity sighting is Bill Murray when he goes to a bar.
Yeah.
Because there's two things he does, apparently. He either one goes behind the bar and asks you, what'll you have? And no matter what you say, he pours you a shot. Like, no matter what you say, he's like, coming right up, and he pours you a shot. Either that, or he'll come up to someone, take the drink out of their hand, take a sip, put it back in their hands, and go,
no one will ever believe you.
That's brilliant.
That's awesome.
Like, that's Bill Murray using his star power to the fullest potential.
That is brilliant.
Yes. I feel like you have to be on a certain level of respect and fame.
Yeah.
For that to work.
Yeah.
True.
Like Justin Bieber couldn't go into a bar and take someone's drink and then say, no one will ever believe you.
I feel like it's Bill Murray or Tom Hanks could do that.
Yeah.
And that is it.
Tom
or
Hanks is
Oprah.
My dream man. Or Oprah.
Oprah did it.
But I bet Oprah doesn't drink anymore. I bet she only drinks kombucha.
She'll replace your drink with the kombucha and say, no one will ever believe you.
This story just came out that the Obamas and Tom Hanks and Oprah were all yachting together.
What
Shoot
world
me.
Is this?
You guys, if that yacht went down, they can never hang out together. If that yacht went down, it would be a national crisis.
Oh my God. It would be the second most famous boat to go down in history. Maybe the first.
After
Sorry,
the Titanic.
Yeah.
Imagine
we would have no one to look up to if that boat went down.
Imagine it went down and the only survivor was a volleyball with a face drawn on it.
Oh, no. It was his last doing.
Yeah. I would love to be a fly on the wall of that yacht because I imagine that they're having really intellectual conversations
yes.
and they're talking about great literature and they're probably just sitting there playing Words with Friends.
Probably.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that. I'd love to see them when they're quote unquote off.
Oh.
When you don't have to be on.
Yeah.
No paparazzi.
And honestly, like it sounds really bougie to be on a yacht, but in all honesty, that's probably the only place they can get privacy. Like,
yeah.
to truly know that no one is listening in is if you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, a yacht's just a big boat, so with a certain amount of people, it just makes sense to pool your cash.
Yeah.
Get a bigger boat.
I love when people use the word charter. Like, they chartered a yacht.
Yeah.
Or they chartered a plane. I've been using it in more everyday terms. Like, I chartered a city bike.
Yeah.
I chartered an Uber.
And chartered an Uber.
I see you sticking a flag in it. Like, yeah. I chartered this city bike.
Or the word commission. Like, so if you buy anything on Etsy by an artist, technically you can say that you commissioned, I don't know,
oh, yeah.
a rainbow sweater or
yeah.
I commissioned a drawing.
A doily.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
that you guys say this. Okay. So, Kathleen, you know I ordered a piece of art for my apartment months ago.
Commissioned.
A giant wood I commissioned from Etsy.
There's that word.
It was commissioned because I'm so posh.
Yeah.
It was commissioned from Etsy and it was supposed to be shipped out a month later. And it is a month after that, and she's very bad at answering my emails.
Oh, no.
She answers every so often. I know she's super busy because I follow her on Instagram. By the way, guys, I don't know if I should plug her right now.
I wouldn't.
Right? Okay, maybe
yeah.
I'll do it on a later date. But her work is amazing. So I knew it would take a while, and I know she's super busy. I know she's opening a store. I know she was on TV for her business around the same time I took an order. Like, all these things are nuts. But she's not getting back to me. And the last two emails, the last one she sent me was like 2 weeks ago and said it'll go out this week. It hasn't gone out and she's been super polite and I want this piece so badly and I don't know what to do. When is the right time to press the report button?
I'd call her bluff and ask for your money back. and see how quickly you get an answer then.
You think?
I would.
You really want it, don't you?
I want it so badly, and well, I might want more stuff. Her work is amazing. She does woodwork.
I wouldn't, but see, I think that she needs the message sent that, like, hey, what the hell? Okay, so if you're like, you know what, I understand you're busy. I guess ask for my money back, ? I don't know if that's passive. It's super passive aggressive, but like she's apparently not going to get back to you otherwise.
Yeah, I just want to know, girl.
You're going to charter a stork to come and pick up the money.
I'm going to charter your
ass. Delivery pigeon. Do you think pigeons really ever delivered anything?
Yes.
Like storks? Okay, like carrier pigeons?
Yeah, carrier pigeons.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
I don't know. Ask Mike Tyson.
I've never understood.
Was anybody alive listening to this in ye olden times where carrier pigeons were a thing?
If you're friends with Moses, please call us.
Imagine writing a 140 character tweet and putting the piece of paper in the carrier pigeon's mouth.
Hold on, I'm going to Google it.
That's how Twitter started. That's where the name even came from.
And you
from.
Send the carrier pigeon into the void to do something with that paper.
This is hilarious.
Wait, is that true?
What?
That Twitter started because of carrier pigeons?
I really doubt it, but bless you for taking anything I say kind of seriously.
Oh, I would literally believe anything.
Oh, this makes sense. Okay, so messenger pigeons, aka homing pigeons, only work in one direction. They always fly home. So to send a message, you first send the pigeon, perhaps by train, to the other person. What? When they feel the need to send you an urgent message, they attach the message to the pigeon and let it go.
Oh my God, so it's like planning ahead. So Bethany, you would send Kathleen a pigeon and say, hey girl, when you have a problem, pigeon me. And it would go, Kathleen, 2 weeks later, you would care for the pigeon for the 2 weeks. And then you'd be like, oh my God, that was like a great episode of some 90s sitcom Sam would never understand. And then you write the letter and you give it to the pigeon and the pigeon gets it to Bethany.
What if the message all it said was, ha, 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 ha. That
it's
was
a waste
funny.
Of a pigeon. It's a waste of a pigeon and I will never send you a pigeon again.
Well, how do you stick that message to the pigeon?
You tie it around its little leg.
But be careful because you don't want to hurt it.
When did they go out of fashion? I want to know time periods.
Probably when telegraphs became a thing.
Mike Tyson still breeds them? Is that the right word? I don't know. He still has a bunch of pet pigeons and he loves them because apparently his father or grandfather did like the carrier pigeon thing.
He doesn't use email apparently.
No.
Yeah, I think that once communication became, you know, more viable over long distances, I think you don't need to have birds sent via rail anymore.
Well, I want
to
bring it back because I love my Victrola.
Yeah, I know you do. By the way, Danielle has a Victrola in her house and she won't give it to me because it's like a family heirloom.
Wait, what is it?
Bitch. It's a Victrola.
It's like a record player, but the kind with the horn that you like crank.
It is
the record player. Old timey. Like the old RCA logo was a Victrola with a dog next to it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should probably make it a mission to make sure she gives that to you.
I think she should. It's like her husband's mother's or something. So I
think
guess it
it's
like
selfish.
Means a lot. But
you
whatever.
Hipster kids and your records and your.
I want to sit on the subway with my Victrola.
You carry it like a boombox.
Yeah. Like I saw a guy in the park with a typewriter once, which you know he lugged from Williamsburg. So I'm like.
We all know where he lives.
Yeah, so I want to carry around a Victrola.
I wonder if that was the same guy I saw pushing the turtle around in the stroller.
Probably.
Oh my God.
God bless Williamsburg.
New York City.
It's like the hipster central. And if you're not familiar with Williamsburg, it's where all the real hipster kids, it's the stereotype is that they live.
Well, apparently the show Girls just had its final episode, its finale, series finale. Did you guys watch it?
No.
No.
But that's like Williamsburg. That's classic Brooklyn.
Oh.
That show. I didn't watch it either. I need to binge from season four and on.
Me too, from season one.
If you go to Williamsburg, pack the widest brimmed hat you own and the longest outfit you own in that like the hem of the outfit should touch the concrete and it should be flowy and you should have some type of small animal that is not a cat or dog in your arms.
A ferret.
Like a ferret or a rabbit.
Carrier pigeon.
A squirrel, a carrier pigeon.
Full circle.
Some sort of sugar glider. You should have a sugar glider
in
your pocket.
It's a sugar glider.
Like a little, they're like, what are they, like little mice almost that
they're
have
like,
wings.
They're like tiny little squirrels, but when they open their four legs, they glide.
Yeah.
Like they have attached wings. I wanted this for a year and a half and my mom never got me one because they had to live in pairs because they'll stop taking care of themselves if they get lonely.
Yeah,
they're kind of like accidental suicide.
They're like this big. They'll live in your, they're like an inch and a half. They'll like live in your pocket.
They're so cute.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I feel like the middle school teacher who's assigning reports on animals, and a student is trying to convince me this animal exists, and I'm not sure if I'm believing it.
Sugar glider, super cute.
You have to Google image a sugar glider and then tell me you're not in love.
What were we actually going to talk about this week, by the way?
Adult friendships.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Right. Okay, so the first step in adult friendshipping is apologizing when you need to apologize. So, Sam, I think maybe Bethany and I perhaps owe you an apology.
Oh,
because
God.
We have both been enabling a sort of addiction of yours.
You two are the worst.
And we've both been sending you shopping links.
Can I early what I learned this week and then you guys can close the episode?
Yes. Yeah.
I learned not all good friends are good for everything. Okay. Don't you AKA dare defend this, Miss Watson.
Your wallet.
What? What do you have to say?
Okay, here's the thing. First of all,
Miss Watson with the microphone,
you're always sending me adorable things that you think that I would like.
I am.
So the horror.
I know.
That bitch.
So I thought that it was maybe okay and maybe actually thoughtful of me to reciprocate by sending you that scuba-like adorable bikini.
Yes.
And then...
Yeah, here we get to the juice of it.
When you texted me and you were like, I just found a really good deal on bras at Victoria's Secret, 2 for $20 or whatever it was.
2 for $50, otherwise I would have a closet full.
2 for $50, and you were like...
That's not a bad deal.
Right, I said, right?
I bought 2 to be reasonable, but you know they have a dozen adorable colors, so you want the collection.
So I said, that's a good price, said I. Sam replies, I know, shouldn't I just buy 8 and not 2? To which I said, yes.
Yeah.
Then Sam got mad because apparently that was the wrong answer. And she said, if I ever become an alcoholic, you can't be my AA sponsor. You just can't be. To which I said, alcohol? Who has alcohol? Do you have it? Can I have some?
I'm drunk right now.
Exactly.
The worst. So Bethany is the queen of, I really like, oh, look how cute this is. Like, here's the price. I really shouldn't get it. Bethany's like, get it. It's so cute. And Kathleen is like, you need this. And
you
it's
need
something I've never seen before. And
holographic sandals.
Yes. If it was just up to the two of you, I'd have a much better look, but less money in my bank account. Fewer dollars.
But I feel like the thing that Kathleen and I have in common is that we spend a good portion of our lives in our apartment caves.
Alone.
Yes.
Alone. Okay. And so we understand like how dark life can be.
Yes.
And so we want you to find joy when you find it. Like, take joy when it presents itself. Grab joy when it shows you its ass. Grab that ass. Mm-hmm.
Even in wireless bra form.
Yeah. Can't take that money with you when you die.
Mm-mm. No, but I can be buried in that bra.
Yes, you can. And those holographic sandals.
So I'm going to go buy it now. You guys have convinced me.
Yeah, you can get a lot.
The worst.
I've been shopping like a mad woman.
Have you really?
It's an emotional thing.
This surprises me because usually I feel like you put your purchasing on, like, in order to not buy for yourself, you send out things for other people that they should buy.
Yeah, I know. I've been purchasing like an absolute crazed, addicted, mad woman.
Well, what?
Like what?
I don't know, dresses or like the same pair of sandals in 5 different sizes and colors so I can just try them on and then return them.
Do you need to talk about your feelings?
I mean, I think, okay, so this is what our podcast is about today.
Yeah, yep, this is what we're going to talk about.
I think perhaps maybe this is why I'm buying.
She leans in to tell you a story.
She just sat up straighter.
Saddle up, kids.
I feel like the radio host from the movie Sleepless in Seattle.
I've never seen that movie.
Me either. She's, oh, smile gone.
Sorry.
Undo.
Rewind. I know.
Oh,
great movie. Isn't it so good?
I don't even know you guys.
Shut up.
So I've been dealing with two sides of this issue. Adult friendships. A, the Facebook side of it. Ugh. And B, being really busy and tired and knowing that I've been a friend and then trying to dig my way out of it to be a person that's there for these friends again.
Okay.
The first part of it is, do you guys ever have friends or family who go through major life events, getting engaged, getting married, getting pregnant, having kids, and you find out on Facebook?
Yes.
Not yet.
It hurts your feelings like nobody's business.
Like all hell.
I found out my friend not only was pregnant, but had a baby on Facebook. She never told me she was pregnant.
See, it's harder for you, especially Bethany, because you've moved around a lot. So it's hard. It's not an excuse for these people, but it does make the pool larger.
Yeah,
because
that's
you're not right there in their life. So I'm not. First of all, my friends are like just starting to try and be adults.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened to me yet. But where does the line for where you get pissed and where you get like, oh, we haven't spoken in so long?
Yeah.
So I had a very, very good friend, and I've addressed it with her so I can kind of talk about it or else I wouldn't. But she bought a house and got pregnant with her second. And we are have been very close friends for a long time. And of course, things change. People get married. You don't live in the same cities anymore. You know, there's always a little bit of distance with growing up. It just, it's a natural thing. So she reached out to me. She's like, hey, let's get lunch. And then I didn't respond because I didn't know how. And she's like, hey, you know, like I've been sending you a few messages, just checking to see if you got them. Finally, I balled up. Like I really should have responded right away. It took me a couple of weeks to sort of figure out my feelings. And I said, hey, you bought a house and got pregnant with your second baby. And I found out on Facebook. So I'm sort of in this limbo about how I feel about our friendship right now. And we put it all out on the table. And yeah. I think things are going to work out.
That was a really good way to put it.
But it's really hurtful when, I mean, people that you're not close with, who cares?
Right.
It's fun to keep up with people that you don't see all the time, but it's killer, man.
I think you guys did it, handled it well, even though not immediately, you're like, I should have, but you did.
Yeah.
Took a little while, but I think that's smart. I'm a fan of that kind of communication.
Sam, you're the best person at this kind of communication.
But it only works if it's well received. There are some people that can never have a relationship with me because they're so bad at hearing or approaching issues.
Yeah.
So I don't click with everyone, but I give and respond to that same. Like even when we were in LA a few weeks ago, a person I call my best friend, I'm really bad at like I'll read a text in my sleep and then forget.
Yeah.
Or you text me at work and I'm busy and then I forget. She texted me while we were in LA this whole paragraph about how politely saying I've been a horrible friend and she sent a bunch of messages. Where have I been? I haven't been putting in any effort. She even goes, I know I was horrible in middle school, but like I'm trying really hard now as we're adults and I feel like whatever. And I just started like crying and I said, I was like, you're completely right. Like, give me all of your free weekends. I'm so sorry to see you a bunch of times. Whatever. Like, for the right kind of people, that's perfect. But don't you guys have that one person where you're like, I know I can't because it's going to be a fight or it's not going to work?
Yes. Yeah. But I still think that you have to tell that person.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the relationship will never be able to progress into anything if you don't feel like you can be honest with them. And then what's the point of having that friendship? Because if the friendship doesn't progress, then you're stuck having just these inane conversations that don't do anything for you. And now it becomes the kind of friend that you don't look forward to hanging out with.
I don't think adults should have to say this phrase to each other. Hey, are you mad at me? And I said that to a friend once. I said, I know you're mad at me, but I don't think adults should have to say to each other, hey, are you mad at me?
Yeah.
Like, that's one of my favorite qualities about Sam is when there's an issue, when something happens, you nip it in the butt right away.
Yeah. Even when there's not. Like, both of you at separate times have been like, there's nothing wrong, Sam.
Yeah. You nip it. But then you sleep better, and then you don't go living a whole week thinking that there's an issue when there's a non-issue.
Oh, yeah. I'll go into a straight panic if I wait a couple days. So best just to do it.
Even people that are in relationships. I don't think that they should have to say to each other, hey, are you mad at me?
No. I don't. I really, and maybe that's an idealized world, but gosh, you have to. And like Sam, when you've approached me before and you said, hey, are you mad at me? Like, you know, this and this and this has been happening. And I've not been mad at you, but it then helps me be like, oh my gosh, I have been coming across as a really different person than I thought I was. And it helps me adjust my behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's good feedback to get.
Yeah. And even if you give it to someone, they, like, let's just say the same thing happened. I reached out to you that time and I was like, hey, you know, everything seems off. Have I offended you or something? And you did not, you weren't bothered by me. I want to let you know and everyone else who's on that end know it's not your responsibility to completely change just to appease me. Your rule as a friend, no matter what side you're on, is communication. Like, that's your only responsibility. So it would be perfectly appropriate for you to have said to me, I'm sorry it's coming off that way. I've just been this, that, the other thing for whatever reason, and keep being that because you need to. So on my end of the friendship, I should be good enough of a buddy to let you keep doing that. So you decided to, you were nice enough and able to revocate it, but that was just, it wasn't your job. Like, once you communicate it, then it's out there. then the friend should be able to understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So when someone calls you out on it, you can communicate it, but it's not your job to make your life or issues more taxed by helping the other person out.
Golly. It's amazing anyone's friends at all. No, it's just like, it can be such crazy hard work.
Yeah. You talked about this on The Big Show briefly last week, mm-hmm. and I think your conversation was inspired by an article that you read on Man Repeller. Mm-hmm. Leandra Medine. I'm a huge fan of hers.
Yeah, she's
great. Love her Instagram and her Snapchats, and her website, manrepeller.com, is awesome. And she's very frank about these types of issues.
Really?
And I think it may have been a guest article. I don't know if Leandra wrote it, but it was on Man Repeller, and it's just like, it basically draws the line between being a good friend and being good at adult friendships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I think I'm a good friend, as in my heart, I love you, I'm loyal, I pull for you, whatever. But I'm not good at the skill of adult friendships.
Yeah.
I'm not good at staying in touch. I'm not good at remembering birthdays. I'm not good at like little random rah-rahs, you're amazing notes, because it's not like high school where you can walk by the person's locker, this is what the article said, and like put a note on their locker and then keep walking. This is like, this is real life. And so even if in your heart you're a good friend, you may not have the skills of friendship as a grown up, because life gets really busy and it gets hard. But that doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you're a bad friend.
No, not at all. It does. It gets harder.
So on the opposite end of this spectrum right now, I have two best friends that live within blocks of me, and I haven't seen them in 2 months.
Isn't that crazy?
And it's not because I'm mad at them. It's not because I'm avoiding them. It's mostly because I'm tired and I'm trying to just take some alone time. And I realize that I have neglected the friendships, and now I'm trying to dig my way out of it and schedule things. And it goes both ways. Like, I'm certainly not a perfect friend either.
Well, did you tell them straight up, or are you just dealing with it yourself?
Well, no, I've addressed it with them, and
okay.
I'm like trying to work it back into the schedule. Isn't it funny? Sometimes you see your friends like every weekend for 5 months straight, and then you don't see them for a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's funny how friendships are cyclical like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Like the flu.
It's friendships are like the flu.
Like your period.
Yeah.
It's harder because as you become an adult, especially depending on what part of your life you're in, you have to be in a certain place and your friend has to be in a certain place. And if one of you are not in that place, then it's not going to work. And the one who is going to get offended, and the one who's not is not going to see it as an issue. It's a relationship.
Yeah,
Friendship is a relationship.
It's like, I have a friend who I just finally got to see this weekend, and we haven't hung out in a long time. And the reason that we haven't hung out in a long time is because we're both partying less. And so we're both ironically in the same part of our life, but that means we don't see each other.
Yeah.
Because like last year, like full disclosure, I was in full on self-destruct mode. So I was out partying constantly. Like I was drinking a lot. I was hanging out with like just these weird people that I shouldn't have been hanging out with.
Back alleys.
I was just like, I was selling drugs out of my shoe.
Dumpster diving.
I was not selling drugs. But I was just like hanging out. Like, I was just partying all the time. And he was also partying all the time. Yeah. And so we were hanging out all the time.
Right.
And now we're both not drinking or drinking far less. We're not staying out super late because we're really into health. And like, we don't ever see each other.
Why don't you have a couch potato date?
We're going to work out together this week.
Woo!
Yeah, we're going to Barry's together this week.
I don't want this podcast to run too long, but it might be cute if we just rapid fire come up with ideas to hang out with friends that don't include getting drinks or going out to dinner.
Bowling.
A walk in the park.
Create your own checkerboard out of paper you found in the dumpster.
Love it.
So first trip to dumpster.
First trip to dumpster, and you might find food.
It's economical.
Yeah.
Trip to a bookstore together.
Oh, that's lovely.
But instead of a bar crawl, you go on a coffee crawl.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Like that. Oh, you'd be so hyped up by the end of the day.
Go to a children's game store and find games that you used to love that you haven't played in forever, and like reminisce.
Great.
Shoots and ladders.
Take either some kind of a cooking course together.
Yeah.
And those can be very expensive and hard to find. Go on Tasty. That YouTube channel and come up with something you guys want to make together.
Yeah, that's good.
Our friend Andrew, who works in this office, him and his friends will play Chopped.
Oh, that's good.
They'll go to somebody's house and whatever they have in the fridge, they play Chopped.
It's so hilarious.
And so someone tastes all of the creations and then chooses a winner.
Yep. I think that's good.
Rollerblading. I want to bring back rollerblading.
So vintage.
Do you guys want to rollerblade with me?
Yes.
Can we all buy rollerblades?
Only if you guys can also find me those wrist guards because I'm that person.
Yes.
I need the wrist guards.
Oh, yeah.
And the knee pads.
Full wrist guard, knee pad, helmet.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah. Safety first.
Yes.
It was so hot in the 90s.
It was really big.
The wrist pads were never big. I always got a little bit crapped on for that.
Do you know, it's funny, teenagers today are like on Snapchat, but I remember my babysitters going to the park to hang out and rollerblade.
Yeah.
Like teens are always, they were setting up cones and then like rollerblading in between the cones.
Oh, I rollerbladed. We were a rollerblading family. We would go on rollerblading trips.
Bethany, you really should have been part of the roller derby. You missed some kind of, yes, you should have. You would have been amazing.
Those girls turn me on.
Yeah,
they're
you
badass.
Would have been like this hot, like, you know, I handle my own, like, just, I can see you in that movie with what's her name?
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page.
Is that Whip It?
Whip It. Drew Barrymore, I think, is in there.
Yes, you and Drew, girl. You and Drew.
Can you imagine if Kate McKinnon was on a roller derby team?
Dude, then you'd just...
I would become pregnant, like, by just going to that game. It would be a miracle, but I would just become spontaneously pregnant.
Well, you guys sort of look alike.
I got mistaken as Kate McKinnon twice in one day, and I signed her autograph for a guy because I felt terrible.
Which is just awful, Bethany.
He left me no room to explain myself, and by the time he finished word vomiting how much he loved my Justin Bieber impression, I couldn't tell him I wasn't because he was invested in the fact that he had just met Kate McKinnon. I couldn't break his heart.
You did the right thing.
No!
Well,
if that happens again, do secret option number C and write in parentheses, I'm not, and then sign Kate McKinnon in your big letters.
This is the second time this has happened to me, by the way. I once got a free jacket from America's Next Top Model. So it was like a really comfortable workout jacket that said America's Next Top Model in the corner. And I was sitting on a plane and a guy behind me who was with a young daughter tapped me on the shoulder and I turned around and he goes, are you on the show? And I thought he meant the radio show.
Oh, shoot.
Yes!
And I said,
yes!
I said, yeah. And he goes, did you win? And I'm like, what? Because I didn't realize I was wearing the jacket. He's like, did you win? I said, I don't know. And he goes, did you win the show? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, well, my daughter would love your autograph. So I signed my name.
That is so funny.
And then the poor girl goes home, I'm sure, Googles it and is like, oh, that bitch.
Did you win? At least you were like logical and pragmatic about it. I'm such a positive idiot when I'm high pop. He would have been like, did you win? I'm like, I win every day.
I win at life.
I did win. Thank you for asking.
Well, it's his own fault. I'm clearly not a model. Like, I'm wearing this shirt. Like, in comparison to the women on America's Next Top Model,
that's not true.
Fairly troll-like.
Bethany.
Shut up.
No.
This is not an intervention.
Shut up. This is not begging for compliments. If you mistake me for being on that show, that's on you. So anyway, this is the second time this has happened to me, and both times I've signed autographs, and I feel terrible. Both times.
I think you're doing the right thing. Like, people will cherish meeting you as Kate McKinnon for the rest of their lives.
I tried very hard to be as nice as I could because I did not want Kate McKinnon to get a bad rep.
Don't usurp her.
I know.
I think we should try and start an iHeartRadio roller derby team and then invite Kate McKinnon to be a guest celebrity roller derbier.
You better hope that you're never mistaken for anyone with me because I know I was on team Tell Them the Truth. But now that you've really indulged this many times, I am going to go in full personal assistant mode. No matter who someone thinks you are, I'm going to stand between the two of you and like just shoot out things that, excuse me, did you, no pictures. Okay, only a little bit. 18 degrees on the left.
Who are you, Mariah Carey?
I'm going to pick up the phone and be like, yeah, she's busy now. We'll get back to you. Yes, Dolce & Gabbana at 7. Okay, bye.
Promise to throw a filter on there. You sign this document that says you will put a filter on there.
Have you ever pretended to be on the phone and you're walking down the street and just having the most ridiculous conversation ever? Yelling into the phone.
For fun?
Yes.
No.
I said the rigatoni! With meat sauce!
Holy sh! Wait, what time is it? Wait.
I'm not going to tell you. You have a phone.
Oh, no, I'm okay.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. I'm not going to tell you what time it is.
No, I had to check what time my appointment's at. Okay, oh, okay. Sorry. I did not mean to usurp that conversation.
Usurp. Second time word using the podcast.
Back to
I
the rigatoni.
Not the canary tablecloths. I said the cornflower blue ones.
That is such Bride Wars.
Seriously. If you need to give yourself a chuckle, walk down the street and scream the most ridiculous thing into your phone and then stomp your feet and like hang up in the most dramatic physical fashion.
But put your phone on wireless or on airplane mode so it doesn't accidentally go off while you're talking.
Yeah.
I feel like no one has more fun living their life than Kathleen. Yeah. I think Kathleen is just in full, like,
basically
having fun.
Because I live my life like it's the opening credits of a really good movie.
Wake up a little after 12.
And, like, just like the first 10 minutes, because those are the best 10 minutes of most movies.
Well, it sets the person's personality tone.
Yeah. Like, wake up and get out of bed tomorrow. Like, it's like this is the first 10 minutes of your movie.
Yep.
Like, set your alarm to be a really fun song.
Yep.
And then get up and, like, be happy to get up and brush your teeth like someone's filming you and you're going on a hot date that night.
Yep.
It will change your day.
Be quirky about it. Like, it's a montage.
This doesn't sound possible for me. My 10 minutes can start after...
Nope. The second you wake up.
Because that's when you're vulnerable and funny.
Mm-hmm.
And you endear yourself to the audience
first
watching your movie.
First one's true, second one ain't.
It's funny for us.
Funny for you.
It's funny for us.
I was so in the mode this morning playing my movie that I forgot my purse at home. So I drove to work with no license.
Again.
But it's okay because then I'm like role playing in my mind. Sorry, officer. I just had so many things on my plate. My license is at home.
I have to give you a ticket, man. To the ice capades?
Ooh.
Just, like, really indulge in it. Can we what you guys learned this week? Because we've already got what I learned.
Yeah, we learned what you learned.
Good. Learn it. Learn it.
I learned this week that, sorry, my headphones are all messed up.
Dramatic pause.
It's weird. I learned this week that people do not always read you the right way, and that is not your fault. And it might...
Love that.
You might need to change the way that you behave, but... It doesn't necessarily mean that you're a bad person if somebody misinterprets you.
No, they may be projecting on you.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I'm responsible for what I say, not for what you hear.
Right, correct. Mm. So, you know, if you need to make things right, whatever, but it's not your fault if you did something and somebody misinterpreted it.
Go, girl. I'll ask later.
Kathleen.
I learned via Netflix... I saw this show that was incredibly powerful and touching, and I binge watched it in 2 days. 13 Reasons Why. Mm. I don't know if you guys have heard about this.
Yes, huge reaction from people love this.
And it's about suicide. It's about a heavy topic.
What?
And I learned teenage suicide at that. And I learned that you truly never know what somebody else is going through. You have no idea the way that they... walk into school or work or walk down the street, you have no clue. Even if you think you know, you still don't know.
Definitely.
It's that's a Selena Gomez show, right?
Yeah, she was a producer of it.
Yep. Very
and
good.
Excellent. Everybody should watch it, adults or teenagers.
Mm. I think it's good. Thank you. That was very good, Kathleen.
Oof.
Alrighty. This is cleansing.
Yeah, right?
Sorry, that was dark.
No, it's good. No,
Sam,
it's very important.
Sam,
it's a really good one.
What did you learn?
I already went. I learned all good friends are not good for all things.
Yes.
Wait, did you really already go?
Yes, in the middle of the episode, because you two try and push your products on me.
Remember, she asked for permission, and we granted.
That's right.
Yeah.
Random email from
Kathleen.
I
walked out of my house without a purse today, so I'm not clearly not very good at remembering things.
That's all right. So follow us.
Who wants to drive me home?
I'll drive. I can't drive you home. You want to? I can drive you home after my appointment.
Oh, I could drive your car because I have my license.
Okay, I'll go to your vaginal steaming appointment with you.
Thank you.
And we'll both get it done.
Perfect.
My friend Gwen said it's very good.
Gwen is my she's great.
Okay.
Follow us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast on Facebook, and we are also on iTunes. Please tell your friends. Please rate.
Leave us a love note.
Leave us a love note and subscribe.
The more we get that, the more likely we can bring things to you guys, which is really my only goal. I want to be able to send out stuff.
Yes. Grand vacations.
Exactly. You went on a trip to Bermuda.
And we love you. Thank you for listening again this week, and we'll talk to you next week.